Hey there, Stress Warriors. Welcome back to Stressnake Soldiers Adversity Training Protocol. I'm your host, Hunter Rovers, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a never-ending game of Tetris where the pieces are constantly falling faster than you can put them together. Ever felt that way? We're talking about the chaotic feeling of too much on our plates, deadlines looming, emails flooding in, and let's not forget those pesky social obligations. It's enough to make anyone want to throw their hands up and yell, "I need a break." But here is the thing. Taking a break isn't always enough. We need to build a fortress around our well-being, a protective barrier against all that stress trying to crush through. And guess what? That's exactly what we're talking about today, building healthy boundaries for self-care. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kind of stiff and formal. But trust me, this isn't about turning into a hermit who lives in a cave with only their thoughts for company. It's about saying yes to what nourishes you and no to what drains you, like the friend who always cancels last minute or the project that keeps getting piled on your already overflowing plate. Think of it as setting up the ultimate self-care system, a personalized defense mechanism against burnout and overwhelm. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you build those fortress walls and reclaim your peace. 1. Define your non-negotiables. What are the absolute essentials for your well-being? Is it 8 hours of sleep, a daily walk in nature, or carving out time for that creative hobby you love? Figure out what recharges you and treat those activities like sacred appointments and changeable, non-negotiable blocks of time in your schedule. 2. Practice saying no gracefully. This is a game changer, folks. Learning to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities can feel like magic. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Think of it this way. Saying no to something you don't want to do frees up space for things that truly matter. 3. Set boundaries with technology. Our phones and laptops are powerful tools, but they can also be major energy vampires. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your devices? Try setting boundaries, maybe no checking emails after 8 p.m., or designating specific tech-free zones in your home. You'll be amazed at how much mental clarity you gain when you unplug for a bit. 4. Protect your physical space. Your home is your sanctuary, so make it feel like one. Designate areas for relaxation, work, and social activities to create a sense of order and calm. Keep clutter to a minimum. A tidy space often leads to a clearer mind. 5. Prioritize self-care rituals. What makes you feel good? A hot bath, reading a book, spending time in nature. Make these rituals a non-negotiable part of your week. Remember, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about actively nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're invited to a party on a Friday night. You know it could be fun, but you also know that you need a quiet evening at home to recharge after a busy week. Instead of feeling pressured to say yes, you confidently decline and prioritize your self-care needs. Sound good? Because this is the power of setting boundaries. By saying no to things that drain you, you free up space for the activities and relationships that truly enrich your life. You become the captain of your own ship, charting a course towards well-being and happiness. So, remember, warriors, building healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. By mastering this art, you'll not only reduce stress but also unlock a whole new level of personal power and fulfillment. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one non-negotiable for your well-being, something that truly nourishes you, and make it a priority in your schedule. Share your non-negotiable with us on social media. I want to hear what helps you thrive. And remember, stress doesn't define you. You have the power to build your own fortress of resilience and well-being. See you in the next episode, warriors. Stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.